What's going on, everybody? It is Coach Greg Adams back in here with another YouTube live stream. Shout out to the Coach Gang for being in here, being involved, and being active on his YouTube channel. And welcome to Thursday evening, afternoon and evening. It's afternoon here in the West Coast, but evenings. Crimson Capsules, the second longest running episodic program here in this sphere. Today, we got a short episode today. I was going to be like, nah, I'm not going to go on live. But I got a couple of things that I need to get to in terms of events for the family that I need to get to. And I'm like, I'm not going to go live today in the afternoon. And I was like, you know what? Forget it. I got about 45 minutes to an hour. We going live. shout out to you. Today's story, we're going to do something that I found on Mr. Palmer, the FCK child support guy. I should tag him in this particular episode. I found it on his Instagram. And short episode alert. Yeah, right. I found it on his Instagram and he was like, Coach, man, you need to speak on this. And I had Mr. Palmer on my main channel for an interview. Maybe it was this channel. I can't remember. But I had him on for an interview. Great interview. And, you know, his thing is he's doing child support stuff. So without further ado, man, we're going to get into the topic without wasting too much time. Shortest episode in the history in here. All right. What we're going to do is let me pop this up on the screen and we're going to talk about the child support system. As you guys know, one of my first videos that went AKA sort of viral was a child support video in which I dealt with the system. I was put on child support. Many times the child support system is used against men who want to be participants in their children. And it's painted as men who are deadbeats and they have to be monitored constantly with their finances to make sure the woman or the child is getting favorable support from the father. But the child many times may already be getting favorable results. And this system is used to punish the fathers, many fathers, not all fathers. There's some fathers that I believe should be on child support and there's some that should not. And many of these fathers become victim of the system that is used to railroad you and paint you as a deadbeat, even though they're a good father, they're a supportive father. This is the downfall of the child support system, and fathers get taken advantage of. And then, of course, they get arrearages and interest, and then they get contempt of court charges in which they, end up serving jail time for. And that's the extreme negative about the system. They definitely get their wages garnished. They make the child support payments impossible for you to, I'm going to pull it down. They make the child support, payments impossible for you to keep up with, and it makes it hard for you to have your own lifestyle, your own living, because of how you're paying these high fees in a situation where you shouldn't. Even if you have 50-50 custody, you can't dodge the child support system. And they make it so you pay for the time that the mother has the kids as if they're a babysitter. And sometimes they manipulate the system. So again, there's good child support cases and there's bad child support cases. And I think there's more bad child support cases than good cases. Okay. So what we're dealing with is typically you're looking at a system that needs to be revamped, but I don't think it'll be revamped because even the government has a dirty hand in this system. When you consider that whatever the judges put on men, they get a kickback or they get a personal kickback. It's kind of like they get a commission fee for putting men on child support. You're not given the benefit of the doubt. You're getting restricted custody. You're fighting for custody and they restrict custody and then they punish you with child support. And then the attorneys and everybody else, the child support system gets a fee or a kickback from the government. The Title 4D comes right out of the Social Security Administration, which we're depleting by the moment. And then what happens is whatever you get put on in terms of a child support, the federal government will reimburse the state. They'll match those funds to the state. And then the state basically has a reason to put you on high child support. You know what I mean? So it's a corrupt system that needs to be refreshed, but you'll never get it refreshed because you're going to be basically somebody's not going to benefit. And then additionally, if you're not a former spouse of the mother, the baby's mother, you're going to have less leverage when you go to court. So say you just have a baby mom, you're going to have less leverage. So you're probably not going to get custody or majority custody. And then you're going to get child support. If you were come from a marriage, more likely you're going to probably get 50% in most states, but then you still have to pay child support in many of those states with 50-50 custody. One more thing about the child support system is that while men are wanting to have more custody of the kids, sometimes they will say that the man only wants custody because he doesn't want to pay child support. And then the other side of the argument is, well, the man saying, well, the woman wants to restrict custody just to get child support. So you have a messed up system that is flawed. And not to mention, you have paternity fraud mixed with child support system. And so there's article after article of men in Detroit and all over the country where they're put on child support and they're not the father. They're not the biological father. And then even when they prove they're not the biological father, the system says, well, somebody's got to pay for them. The hell with you. You know what I mean? And or you adopt a kid or you date a single mother and you date a single mother while the child's young. And you marry or you adopt the child and you get put on child support and the biological father gets to skirt responsibility. Oftentimes it is men who aren't Pookie and Ray Ray's, responsible men with jobs that can get their wages garnished, that get abused by the child support system, and Pookie and Ray Ray either never get put on or they can never get the money. It can never get caught up. Child support can lead to your death, as in the case of Walter Scott in South Carolina, who had child support arrearages. And instead of wanting to go to jail when he was pulled over by the police officer, he ran and he got shot in the back by the police officer, which the police officer did not know he was on child support. He didn't know why he was running. He basically red-rummed him in the middle of broad daylight in South Carolina. But the reason why he ran was because he had child support arrearages. Many celebrities are on child support and child support arrearages. And a lot of times you can go to jail for these child support arrearages, even though you supported your kid. I think Bootsy, that rear end, went to jail for something like that. There's a lot of men that have went to jail for, what was the one guy? I want to say Scarface, or I can't remember if it was Scarface or somebody like that, who supported the kids, paid for their college education, and then still got put on child support. Still went to jail for child support. So there's cases where women have used this system, and then when they run out of money, they attack you with it. There's a case of Earthquake, the comedian, who basically supported his kids, and he paid over and above what he was supposed to pay. He paid ahead of schedule, and then the ex-wife tried to make him feel bad for not continuing to support when he paid up front. He paid everything up front and she ran out of money. Okay. And then now she went on to social media to paint him as a deadbeat for not supporting. All right. Bootsy bad rear end. I try my best to censor the show and people still hate me. Oh, by the way, Norbit, I got you, brother. By the way, Norbit, I got you, brother. Terms and conditions time right now. I'm a very clean and family-oriented show. Any person of any age could watch me. Comparatively to the stuff you find on YouTube, which is trash and debauchery, I don't discuss any of that. I've discussed men getting their life together, but still people pan me off as a hate, a purveyor of hate. He's teaching hate and harm, all right, when I'm teaching men to protect themselves and better themselves and not give themselves away for people who are emotionally toxic. All right, that's what my channel is. But so I have to censor myself. And guess what? I still get panned off as a hate guy. But anyway, since this is a short show, let me do the super chats. This show, there's my terms and conditions right there at the bottom. This show does not promote hate or harm of any person based on their gender, relationship status, whether you're married, single, whether you old and can't find no man.
What happened? Where did all the men go?
Whether you're a single mama and they can't find no man, whether you whoever, a deadbeat daddy. We don't hate on people's race or gender or how you date. I don't care how you get piped down, if you pitch or catch. We're promoting healthy choices and healthy lifestyle choices financially and emotionally with men. This is what we do over here. It is from the male perspective. I know you don't want to hear from men, but this is what my show is about. This is why you try to tie me in the hate. But I'm just a man that stands up for himself. All right. And then also, viewer discretion is advised. You are choosing to watch this content. You were warned. You are choosing to watch this content. Okay. And then you are, by making this choice, if you decide to go any further from this point and get hurt feelings, that was your choice. You have been warned. There's not going to be anything in here that you might like, but you can watch anybody's channel. I don't care. I don't even care if you watch my channel, especially if you knew. Who gives a rat's ass about you? I really don't care about you. Yeah. One thing you will really know is I lack empathy. Okay, because I don't believe in it, first of all. I believe in, you're going to learn, MF-er, you're going to learn. All right. I don't give a rat's bad, what did I call them? Bootsy bad tail. I don't give a rat's bad tail if you watch me or not. If you click the like, I could care less. I don't even care if you like me. I don't even care if you like my show. This is where I am. This is where I am in life. I'm very comfortable with what I want. If you don't like it here, the hell with you. Who cares? All right. Anyway. Yeah. By the way, the people that support me, they don't care either. I don't care if you like me or not. I don't care if you like the, who cares? You think I care about you? Anyway, that's going to really piss them off when you tell them you don't care about them. They really get mad. You should care about me. I don't care. All right. Anyway, shout out to Mr. Joshua and Simon Small and Felix Garcia. He says, what up, coach, a.k.a. Coach Adamus, the wise one. You are saving lives, one reform simp at a time. Thank you. And F the child support system. Yes, man, I beat the child support system. Shout out to the Undisputed Man says, we love you, coach. Man, I care about the people who care about me. For real, for real. So I do care about them. All right. Dexter Barnes says, coach, the football player, the reason why he was mad because she was trying to take the kids. Again, thank you for giving me that bit of information. I always tell you, just because, and I said at the beginning of the video, we don't know what she did or said. Obviously, we know the five or four things that are going to piss a man off. And many times they use the kids as leverage or pawns and means to control you. I'm going to take your kids and you ain't never going to see them. I'm going to move across county. Then I'm going to put you on child support and you ain't never going to see them except pictures on Facebook. Yeah. And then he whipped her into the ropes and then gave her the big boot and a rock bottom. And then he took his sleeve off and he said, threw it outside, crisscrossed, and then dropped a people's elbow on her ass. Now, I don't suggest people do that, but it was only a matter of time before you figured out what she did. She instigated. And the data shows domestic violation cases usually are a result of someone instigating it 70% of the time, and it's typically women. Go look it up yourself. You can get your panties in a bunch, but we give good information here. So we try to tell men emotionally how to handle these situations. When you're being instigated, she knew there was recordings and she knew what button to push, and it worked, and now he's going to lose his freedom. The same thing with the baby. I said he instigated against his baby mama, and what happened? She got arrested or she got charges. So this is how domestic violation works. The person is never just sitting there twiddling their thumbs looking at recipes on how to make chicken pot pie. All right. And then reading books on how to better their lives. And they just sat there, and then somebody came in and then hit her with the Jake the Snake DDT just for no reason. It never happens like that. So if anybody says that they're a victim of domestic violation, always assume that they were a contributor to the reason. They contributed to the reason, and that makes them toxic, and they need counseling and help. They should not be harbored by you. You're not the helper. You're not the person that could come to the rescue of a domestic violation victim, because they in two instigated and created the environment that caused it almost all the time. All right. And the data proves it. And this is why I don't date people who say that they were a victim of abuse in relationships. You probably were part and parcel responsible for that situation. Take accountability and get some damn counseling. You don't need me in your life. Yeah, I'm cold-blooded around here, all right? I'm cold-blooded around here. If you knew, we keep it real, all right? I don't mince words, and I don't play games. All right, where we at? Antonio X, coach, you might need a warning message before this stream starts. Let me put up the warning message here. Now, we'll put up the viewer discretion is advised. Yeah, I ain't no psychologist. I'm not a clinical or a mental psychologist. Go get some help. I was in an abusive relationship. Go get some help. Who was the abuser? Okay, go get some help. You don't need to be in a relationship. Just like broke people don't need to be in relationships, neither do people who have been abused and not gotten therapy. Go get some help. So anyway, and to Anthony Baker says, hey, coach, I need Francisco. All right, we'll give you Francisco, and then we'll get started with the shizzo. Again, this is going to be a short episode. I normally go long and get long with it, but today we're going to keep it short. Whoa. We got to get the microphone right. We got to get the audio right. Francisco was trying to sing by himself. Yeah. That's it. Dang, man. Hey, they always got another one waiting in the wings, so you gotta watch out, man. Oh, I ain't talking to nobody, I swear. All right, let's play the video, man. Let's get into this information. By the way, go follow my man, my homeboy, FCK Child Support, right there on Instagram. Since I don't have Instagram privileges anymore because people was mad, I can't even play the video on Instagram. I had to go all the way to his TikTok, to the original person's TikTok. So we're going to go to Ghost Boys 2264's TikTok, not Mr. Palmer's TikTok. And if you want to follow Mr. Palmer here on YouTube, I think it's Mr. underscore Palmer. I'll try to tag him in a video before we go. See, they be TikTok, man. They play the video. You ain't even trying to play the damn video. What's going on here? All right, so the setup of the story is a man serves 5 years in prison. He takes her to paternity court on a TV show. Then he gets the paternity results. And then let's hear the response of the mother. The response of the mother when they find out the results of the paternity test.
Mr. Manser, you claim you spent 5 years in prison for failing to pay child support for the defendant, Ms. Sears' son, Dylan.
That's right.
All right. I do going to break this up. This is how I do. 5 years in prison seems like a very strict sentence. There must have been something else attached to that. You normally don't go to prison for 5 years. You probably go to county, but they're saying he was in 5 years in prison. And I always say, I always forget to say fair use. Fair use for this one. Shout out to Ghost Boy.
And it was never proven that you are his biological father. Now, Miss Sear, you say you have proof that Mr. Manser is Dylan's father. You argue you are here to...
Okay, so now she says, I got one. I'm 1,000% sure. Now, they're going to go into whether he's the father or not. You're not going to be surprised by this particular revelation. However, what you guys have to understand is this. This young boy is too old for you to be establishing paternity. If you're waiting for this age to establish paternity, it's too late. Most times you have within the first 2 years to establish paternity. So if somebody does pin a baby on you, you need to go immediately and establish paternity. Don't wait another year. Don't wait another week. Immediately go establish paternity. And in some cases, you can't, if the woman decides that she doesn't want to allow paternity, she can block you. And so it's going to be a legal fight by that point. Okay, so you got to be careful. Be proactive. And one of the mistakes that men make in these custody and divorces is they're not proactive. You're waiting for a miracle to happen. You're waiting for her, your ex-wife or your baby mama to get some common sense. Oh, maybe she will come to her senses. Maybe the court will stop her.
Nope.
No, they ain't going to do none of that. You need to be proactive. You need to get on your horse, get your ass to the family court building, go seek some legal services, and be proactive. Start filing paperwork with the court. Start filing, serving her with the damn sheriff or I can't even think, a process server. Get a private investigator. You better get your money together. Okay? Do not wait. And guys call me all the time waiting. What should I do? Wait. No, I'm going to wait. Okay, I'll wait until. All right, let's hear the results.
Are not.
Oh, God.
All right. So the results are in as we are. No, he's not the father. So let's just start from this point. This is not even the end of the video. He's not the father. He's been in jail or in prison for 5 years for failure to pay child support, which 60% of people are behind in child support. Never, never, ever Never, ever think that you're a bad person or a deadbeat because you can't keep up with child support. The purpose of the child support is set for you not to keep up to it. It is set intentionally to make you struggle and make choices about your life because they know most men can't pay it. And they benefit from you not paying it. They benefit from you not paying it because then they can tack interest onto it and then make you a debt slave by you not paying it. So never believe that you're a bad person for not paying child support. The system is designed for you to not be able to keep up with it, honestly. All right. And then by the time you somehow catch up, the state has benefited by tacking on excessive interest and then arrearages and penalties and fees. And then you serving prison time, they got definitely more out of you than you actually would have got out of them if you were able to afford to pay it. All right. So let's hear and continue with this case.
Man, 5 years in prison.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So the judge asked, did she know? You can barely hear it because the host of this TikTok was kind of talking over it. Let's see if we can get it here.
Yes,
ma'am.
You know who his father is.
She knows. She's sitting here saying she knows who the father is. She knows who the father is. Now, she knows by process of elimination, she was living hope. And a lot of times people are in denial, and so they won't check. They have a good idea, and they know who they pinned the baby on. She's just hoping that this is the most proper man. And then she knew that there was definitely someone else that could have possibly been the father. She also seen the boy grow up, and women can see the baby's father in the child. People will already be whispering, oh, that might not be your daddy. The child's grandmother will be like, are you sure? You know they've had that conversation. She's had that conversation with her mother. You sure that ain't Eric's kid? Yeah, oh, it might be Eric's kid, but I can't say nothing now. I'm in too deep.
Yes, I talked to him still.
Whoa. Let's roll that back.
You know who his father is. Yes, I talked to him still.
She talks to the baby's father still. And he's probably a Chad. He's probably a whatever the white trailer park version of Pookie is. And she probably has fed this man steak. She's probably smuggled his salami still. She puts him on no child support. And this man is probably sitting back watching this man suffer the wrath of this vindictive woman who has no accountability. And she's a cold-hearted snake. You guys think I'm cold. This is super cold. Yeah, Cletus, all right? Hey, Salvador said Cletus. She probably, Trevor or Cletus, she probably knows Cletus is the father. And she won't do anything about it. And she probably gives this guy, she probably gives him the world. You think I'm cold? Here it is. Look at this man's life. He's pondering his life. He's pondering other people's lives right now.
You know who his father is. Yes, I talked to him still.
Yeah, see, did you see him walk off? He's literally trying to figure out how he wants to delete someone.
Yes, ma'am. You know who his father is. Yes, I talked to him still.
You see him walk off? He was about to put hands on somebody. That man was about to put hands on somebody. I think he was about to walk over and give her the Yeti in WCW. Oh, but listen, these are common cases. Now, are all cases like this? No. But these things happen in the system and you never hear about them. I want you to think about this. There's 3,000 divorces per day in this country. 3,000 divorces. So when we talk about marriage and divorce, oftentimes we will bring up a celebrity, Tyrese or something like that, or Dr. Dre or Jeff Bezos. And we'll say all of these things that people will say, well, y'all ain't Jeff Bezos and y'all ain't Dr. Dre. So you have nothing to worry about. What you don't know is on a daily basis, there's family court buildings with 7 floors to them and multiple courtrooms on each floor with multiple cases going on every day, every single day. And there's cases like this that we never hear about. We never hear about them, and we never hear about the results. I want you to think about the one case of our brother, my man in Texas, about the custody case that he has with the mother, wants the son to be transitioned into a female. Give me his name. I'm bad with names, but I will look up his name here and then we'll do some super chats. But I met this guy. Jeffrey Younger is his name. All right. I want to put some respect on his name. All right. There are cases going on like this all the time. Jeffrey Younger is in the case. Let me see here. And he's part of our community. And the court has been stripping this man of his rights, his parental rights. And many of you guys never hear of these cases. Okay. Court strips. I'm sorry, James. I always say Jeffrey. And he watches my show. I was surprised. But James Younger, it's not Jeffrey. Let's put some respect on his name. James Younger, the father of custody, but says permission needed for puberty blockers. The ex-wife is hell-bent on transitioning this young boy into a girl, and he has no parental rights. The courts have been stripping them left and right. Okay. These cases go on a lot. And so when people, one time that they're hiding these cases and then they silence and censor men, they say, you can't talk about this or you shouldn't talk about this, and just pay the money and you're bitter and you're hurt. And so men are quiet about the abuse that they receive in family court, and they're afraid to speak up because of the shaming language and the social consequences that we pay for opening our mouths. And what you don't get is the truth. What you don't get is our perspective. You get the one-sided perspective. Oh, he's a deadbeat. He don't pay his child support. Yeah, he should go to jail, right? But there's horror stories everywhere, and a lot of us have them, but we can't speak up. We can't speak up because we'll be labeled if we speak up. They'll just tell us to be a utility and continue to pay. This is what we do, and this is why I fight so hard to do what I do. Because people are going to label me and they're just going to say, well, you hate women and you're a misogynist and you're bitter, you're hurt, you mad, you got divorced. I ain't done none of this. I'm on a campaign to provide a voice behind these issues. I ain't worried about anything at this particular point. I got plenty of junior college girls ready to come over here, do monkey double backflips all over me. I ain't worried about nothing. I can stop right now, but I'm a good voice for this message, and so I'm going to keep this going. And I don't care about your shame, brother. I don't care about your shame, okay? And I barely care about you, just so you know, all right? My life is fantastic outside of whoever the hell you are trying to shame me. Who cares? You know, it is what it is. Let me do some super chats. Again, this is going to be a short show. My man Felix Garcia, coach, we care about you too. Wish you much success and good health. You are helping, really helping men out here. Your realness and true words are so needed. Hashtag the BX New York. Shout out to the Bronx and the free agent lifestyle. Appreciate you, Felix. Okay. Somebody's got to do it. All right. And I'll be taking bullets for y'all. I'll be taking a grenade for you, brothers. But by this point, let me tell you, people, man, I've been doing this for 3 years. And I've been thinking about this for longer than 3 years. It took me a year to start making content consistently. Listen, I done heard everything by this point. Right? I done heard everything. There ain't nothing you can say to me at this point of my life that I ain't heard. All right. So you might be thinking of something crafty to put in the comment section. Bruh, I scroll through the comments every now and then. I'm like, you really took time to type that in? All right. Who cares about you, son? When I wake up in the morning with a nice young junior college piece of peace leave up in my bed, and then I get to do my show, all right, and I got money in my bank account, I don't give a damn about y'all. That be hating, at least. I don't even care about them haters. You mad in the comment section because you don't agree. Well, what I'm going to tell you is what you need to do is unplug from the matrix, more or less. Why don't you unplug and figure out what's going on here? Men are getting railroaded in the court, ran over. And the minute they open their mouths about getting ran over, you guys run to go shut it. It ain't fair what's going on. It ain't fair. And I'm going to tell you, nobody's going to lose sleep over this man and this vicious human being. Nobody's going to punish her. She's not going to see a day in jail. She's going to march off with his money, and he's probably going to take him a year to get off this child support case. And he lost 5 years of his life even more when you count that he probably can't get employment because of his criminal record. He probably still is on a child support system, despite being proven that he is not the father. He probably has to have a whole damn legal case to just to get off the system, which he probably can't. And this cold woman is sitting there and nobody's going to say nothing. Nobody will say nothing about her. Nobody will see if she got in jail or nothing. I'll play the video one more time.
You spent 5 years in prison for failing to pay child support for the defendant, Ms. Sears' son, Dylan.
That's right.
And it was never proven that you are his biological father.
You did 5 years.
Now, Ms. Sear, you say you have proof that Mr. Manser is Dylan's father. You argue you are here to... are... not...
oh, God.
His father.
Oh, man. 5 years in prison.
But what,
yes, ma'am. You know who his father is. Yes, I talked to him still.
It's just the reality of the system. It is the system. This is how it works. So when I tell you guys, be careful, don't get involved, be better out. She said she would never do it, coach. I'm sure that woman said the same thing. By the way, can I tell y'all one more thing? And I'll finish the super chats and almost the show. In the history of people being victimized by anyone, male, female, human being, in the history of being abused or taken advantage of or manipulated, has the manipulator ever announced that they were going to do it? Right? So I'm just trying to prove a case, because a lot of people will say, well, you should have done. And she said she would never do that. I thought she said she would never do that. In the history of Caesar getting stabbed in the back by Brutus, by Brutus, in the history of Caesar getting stabbed in the back of Brutus, did Brutus telegraph that he was going to stab Caesar in the back? Was this announced in the newspaper? I'm going to stab him in the back. In the history of getting shot in Memphis, did Martin Luther King or Young Dolph get an announcement, get a telegraph? You know, perhaps I'll shoot you today. Nobody ever gets it announced. So what people are trying to say is, I said I'm never going to do it, so you should trust me. And I tell you, opposite human behavior tells you that people lie every day. And they manipulate every day. Never believe them. You tell them to prove it. And if they don't have enough track record to prove it, then you should at least be warned that they can do it. Number one, if they have a track record of doing it, you know damn for sure it's coming your way, right? For instance, if she's a single mother and she has a man on child support, that's enough evidence for you to understand that that's coming your way too, more than likely. I mean, come on, man. She already telegraphing the fact that she will do it. She's already proven that she's capable of doing it. Okay, so, and this goes any different way. If somebody's already proven that they will do it and they tell you that they won't do it, they will do it. Use human nature as your guide. Shout out to Steve Soto says, we need a male's right movement. Seriously, no cap. It's too late for that. The men's right movement has attempted to have some sort of traction. But before that, as you guys know, if you've been involved in this community for a long time watching, you know that there was a men's rights movement before there was any MGTOW and Red Pill and all of this stuff. There were men who tried, and they tried to do it favorably. They tried to be respectful. They tried to say, you know, I still love women and I just want favor in the law. They got pissed on. All right. They were the first ones to get stomped out by shaming language. They got stomped the hell out. And these men didn't want to be shamed in this way. They were like, we don't want to be shamed. We actually are remarried. I'm remarried to another woman. They were giving the system a chance. And then they got stomped out. They were the first ones to be called misogynist. They got roasted and then they got cucked, because what eventually happened was, in order to show that they weren't hateful and misogynists, what happened was they brought their second wives to the conversation. And the second wives became more vocal. And then they became henpecked husbands again, round two. And then their whole system was washed out. So typically, if you see an older man in this community, you know, he's 55, 60, 65, 70. He was a part of the first men's right movement, and they got stomped out. The MRAs got literally dissed out because they didn't want no parts of shaming language. So what happened was the next evolution was MGTOW. So those guys saw how the MRAs got treated, and they was like, we ain't going for that. So they had the playbook on these people. They're going to say this, right? This is when you go back to a Sandman. So a Sandman came, and Barbarossa, they came after the men's rights got stomped out. And then they had all the terminology down, female nature and hypergamy and shaming language, and they knew what to say because they saw the MRAs get stomped the hell out. Okay. So now MRAs, they really have no power because the next movement after that was go your own way. Don't get involved with the legal system. Don't do it. That was the next damn movement. And then those guys said, you can shame us or not. We ain't getting married or dating or nothing. And then they came up with the no single mother. That's the history of how this evolved. And then how the red pill got into it. Red pill mostly was PUAs. And then they got stomped out. PUAs and dating coaches. Then they got stomped the hell out. And then the redheaded stepchilds of the red pill were the MGTOW. Then the MGTOW guys took the lead for many, many years after that. You could not disassociate MGTOW and red pill. There were red pill guys that said, well, we're not MGTOW. And it was like, we don't care. You're part of them. They are part of you, the redheaded stepchild. And now you have different evolutions now off of that. Okay. So just know I came after that revolution. So I came in kind of MGTOW, and then it's been revolutionized where it's just different captions, right? Everybody's got like high value man. That's just coming out of MGTOW, red pill, etc., and MRA. Free agent lifestyle. That's out of red pill, MGTOW, MRA. That's just another evolution out of that. You know, you got a bunch of other kind of just red pill guys. You know, I'm trying to think of, you know, like alpha, any incarnation of alpha is just an extension of MRA, then going into, what do you call it? MRA into hashtag PUA, MGTOW, et cetera. Then you say people just go, well, we're nothing alpha. Monk mode. Monk mode is basically MRA. Then he goes into MGTOW, monk mode, right? So all of these are just offshoots of that. So now, fortunately, we have bigger voices and we kind of got a little more leeway than the original guys. So now you have Kevin Samuels, me and a lot of other guys that are just been able to get by. And we've just spun it off into something different. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. Anyway, that's a history lesson. That's a history lesson on what happened out. But men's rights for my man here, men's rights just got stomped the hell out. And they just quietly kind of just slithered out, tried to change the legal system. Well, other guys figured out you can't change the legal system. So they develop a different philosophy. Where are we at, D? OAE. Did I skip some people? The Jimmy ZTT, he says, the old good old hope strategy. He says, I hope it's mine. I hope she didn't cheat. I hope she doesn't divorce me. And I hope she goes to jail for paternity fraud. How's that working out for all of you Mitches out here? Again, the guys, this hope strategy is something that I've come up with, one of the many things. And that comes from knowing that the legal system is not going to help you. It's not going to help you. There's no point in trying to change it. It ain't going nowhere. You got a choice. Entangle with the legal system or go your own way. Period. There ain't no change in the legal system. Mr. Hawkson says, hey, coach, just paying my tuition. Keep up the good work. Appreciate you over it. All right. Appreciate you, brother. Jeremiah Franz, he's in prison and his mom probably friends with her. Oh, boy. You guys know that, right? Have you ever known your parents will be friends with her while he's in jail? They ain't going to go after her. They're not going to sue her. They probably don't have no custody and they're friends with her just to be able to see the kid just a little bit. Okay. Salvador II, thank you, man, for your super chat. I better catch up because I do got to cut the show short. Keep up the great work, coach. Shout out to Salvador. Sultan of Rumelia, he says 6,646 divorces per day in the U.S. See Google. So shout out to you. I must have misquoted the divorce statistic. It is 6,000 a day. We've showed you that these divorces happen one every 18 seconds or something like this. This is a problem in our country. And I'm appalled at the amount of people who are afraid to address it, who basically look at stats, who look at stats and go, well, 50%, 60%, there's still a chance. This is a disservice to men. All right. El Chingon says, shout out to the coach. Man, he says, likes are free. Free, you ninjas. Hit the like button. The pimped out platypus. If you want kids, contract for surrogacy. Only way to guarantee your parental rights. It's the only way. Guys, you fight for your kids and you pay double for them. Just as soon as she says, I'm not happy, and she files for the divorce. She literally, that's all she has to say to the court. This is called a no-fault divorce. This is called irreconcilable differences. She don't have to explain nothing. Well, we ain't agreeing no more. 80% of marriages that are going to divorce, that's what it states. Well, we don't agree no more. So punish his ass. Right? That's how it works. Give me my money. It's her money. Remember, there was a woman in the comment section of my Dr. Dre video. It's her money. Why don't he just give her money? And then he's just trying to control her. This man literally made $800 million. And then people will say, well, if she's entitled to the money, it's hers. Because it happened legally. Now, it ain't her money, morally and ethically. But legally, it is her money. And this is when people say, well, I would never do that. And then say things like, well, it's her money. This is why I tell you to walk smooth away. Do not engage any further with people who say that's her money. If you're a man, that ain't her money, but legally it is. But if they say that's her money, I would be walking clean away from these people. Tip, toe, moonwalk, back away, Scooby-Doo style from anybody in a relationship who says that's her money. All right. Big Game E says, coach, once again, you are doing the job of a vigilante like Charles Bronson and Death Wish. These courts will bring the strongest man to their knees. Yes, it will. All right. You guys got to know, man, the court will break you. And I was very strong willed and I am definitely a fighter. I don't like to be taken advantage of. And I don't like when people are disingenuous. I don't like disingenuous people. So when you do things like this to manipulate, all right, I will fight. I will fight you. Many times I will just let bygones be bygones, but I'll protect myself when you're a manipulator. All right, so here you go right here. This is what a divorce court will do to your rear end. And if you're not a fighter and you're weak and you're not proactive, you're going to get ran over. You men need to be proactive. Nobody's going to feel sorry for you. Your mama will tell you to not be proactive. Your mama will tell you to pump the brakes. Your own family will say, just pay the money. And you'll be homeless and nobody will care. Nobody would care. Big Amy got you, brother. Rob Sawyer says, pro tip, never save the single mom from their choices. Their consequences should always be slow Tuesdays and occasional weekends and late nights and the old good old pump and dizump. The pimped out platypus coach is that uncle I needed, but didn't have to put me up on game. That's what I am, man. I'm the uncle y'all never had. I'm at the family reunion looking at y'all like, and you bring your girl, and you be like, this is all we're in love. Shout out to my boy Fresh. Where's my boy Fresh? Hey, Fresh, man, call me up. Hey. Fresh. I know you watching, bro. Hey, Fresh, I know you watching. Call me up. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, I can't pronounce this. Zvetich, I can't pronounce that. Zvetichness 9, peace and blessings, my brothers. Please be safe. You are committing the ultimate sin. You are telling the truth. Yeah. The truth is rough. The truth is rough. Nobody wants the truth. Right? And they'll follow up my truth with a lie. Oh, well, you old and ugly. You know damn well you lying. All right. Garfield Bania previous partners refused to take a peace of mind paternity test. Yeah, but I am legally obligated to pay child support. Mediators didn't even blink when I raised the question. They'll be like, Never trust mediators, guys. They're in on the rigged system themselves. They're supposed to be impartial to both parties, but that's not how they lean. You'll ask legal questions and they'll lie to you too, flat to your face. And I've caught several mediators lying to me and I called their ass out. Okay. I'll give you stories on that when we have time, because I got about 10 minutes. Something like that. Mike D says, I remember when people were shaming Derek Coleman for filing a defamation lawsuit against a woman who falsely accused him of rape. He said it wasn't about the money. It's about the principle and his own legal recourse. Many times you will see cases like this and the man won't follow up legally. You guys will let him off the hook. And then they'll come up with somebody. You'll talk to a lawyer. Well, there's really nothing we can do. No, I'm going to sue somebody's ass. I'm going to just let y'all know somebody's butt is getting sued. I'm going to sue somebody. All right. I ain't letting nobody off the hook. If you drag me down on some fake paternity or a false allegation, I'm going to sue your ass. I'm just letting you know. That's how I fight. I let a whole bunch of stuff slide in my life. But if you false allege me or you false, I'm going to sue your ass to death. Until I die, it will be my damn life's goal to humiliate and drag your ass until I get in a. That's what I'm going to do. Just like my man James Younger, I'm going to. You ain't seen the bad side of me until you tried to do something to me like that. And people have seen that, especially when it came to the Stanley Court game. I didn't treat it like a game. From day one, I said, this ain't no game. You are trying to paint me into a corner and paint me up to be the bad guy here, and it ain't going to happen. You had a side piece of salami on the side. I didn't. Well, no, but you were in the wrong, and now you're trying to paint me out to be the bad guy. I'm going to sue your ass, and I'm going to get on top of your, I'm going to be like you on, like white on rice, like fly on shit. I'm going to be on you. And any other thing, I will let it slide. You can steal my AirPod or my cell phone and I'll be like, whatever, I'll get a new one. But don't do this to me in the court. Don't try to drag me, because I will get on your ass. When it comes to legal, I will sue you. I'm that dude. And I'm when it comes to legal stuff, I will sue the hell out of you. All right, because I know how the system works and I ain't scared to go up in court, except if I'm the defendant or I'm the respondent. I will take your ass up in the court, drag your ass. I'll be filling out the legal paperwork myself. Do not try me when it comes to legal. I will bust that when it comes to this legal system. All right, anyway. The Pipped Out Platypus, this brother did a nickel in the booty house, and he says, under fraud from this broad, we might be watching a villain's origin story unfolding. 100%. 100%. Salvador says, coach, your board game should be a setup. It should be set up so that no one wins. It teaches men not to play, just an idea. Yeah, there's no win. Even when you get a good marriage, you really don't win. You just become henpecked, or you just give up and throw in the towel. Ask a married couple. They're married for 35 years. And she's like, oh, we have a fantastic marriage. We've been working. Look at his face. I want you to look at the man while she's talking about how successful their marriage is. Just look at the guy. Don't listen to a word. Well, listen to a word she said, but don't look at her. Look at the man. He's going to be looking like a beat down hound dog. He ain't going to be getting a word in edgewise. Huh? Don't we have a fabulous marriage? Yes, dear. The AV network guy, hope is not a strategy. Keep it up. It never is a strategy. Juno Ma says, never pays to simp for peace leave, free agent for life coach. Thank you, man. The steel curtain, men need to take a page out of the U.S. government's playbook. Do not negotiate with terrorists. They always win because they got the advantage. So every time you negotiate with them, they get to blow something up. They get to blow something up. All right. That's what it is. All right. Here's a hostage and they blow it. Just don't play. Brown with the caramelized skin says, never, ever date a single mother. It is a setup. And it's not because these single mothers are bad. It is because what more evidence do you need? What more evidence do you need? I mean, this is the ultimate game of Risk. Like, all right, this person's actually exhibited the inability to stay with a father's child, the child's father. Let me give this a shot.
Nope.
I let them go ahead and live their own life. Hey, look, you guys are fabulous women. We can hang out for one night every 6 months. But the reality is, I ain't rolling the dice on you. I ain't rolling the dice when it comes to the legal system. You literally have detached a child from a father, a biological father. What you gonna think you gonna do to me? Oh, I would never do that. How much evidence do you need? KT King, the Supreme Court case law, Blessing versus Freestone in Arizona, established no one has an inherent right to Title 4D, aka child support. But most people don't understand. The first thing you do when you're trying to get off child support is not get on it. And the first thing you do is to protect your seed. Do not give your seed to anybody that you don't want to be living with the rest of your life. Protect your seed. Okay. The second thing you do is, if you do knock her up, when the baby comes out, get a paternity test automatic. Don't let her shame you out of getting it. Paternity test, please. Well, it's me and I never went paternity test. I don't care if it's your wife of 10, 15 years, get a paternity test. I don't care if it's a girl you just was piping down around the corner, get a paternity test automatic. Don't sign no paperwork until you get the damn thing. Oh, that baby looks like me. Oh, it'll darken up. Get a paternity test. Oh, it got my eyes. Oh, it got my cleft chin. All right. It got my, you know, my milk dud head. I don't care. Get a paternity test. Paternity test on the kid automatic. The third thing you do is, if you get to this particular point, is know that she could take the baby from you because she thinks she owns it. Okay, she don't own the baby. They are half your DNA, half hers. The baby was in your body before you donated the seed to her egg. And then it was in her body and she incubated it and she delivered it to the world. She didn't create it. She didn't put no thought in creating it. It was created in what they call an autonomic system, in which she just sits there and it does its work. Cell division works. She didn't do no thought. She didn't put any thought in creating it. Most of the time it's being created and she don't even know it's created. By this definition, she don't own anything. It is both of your child, and just look at it that way. She don't get to tell you how much custody you get, nor does she tell you when you get to see the child. If she does that, you slam dunk her in the legal system and you be proactive immediately. The next thing you do in this situation is, after you slam dunking her in the legal system, you make sure that you don't have another one. You get the snip, 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 snibbity snip. You snip and stop populating the world with people that you don't intend to be here. Okay, protect your damn seed. Otherwise, you're going to look like this. There was another thing that you were going to do, but I forgot. Mr. Joshua, Coach, real talk here. I've seen girls like this one Fresh is with hide their crazy very well. He won't see it until later. I trust he'll make the right moves. The crazy side shows on the back end. And most of the time, you so lost in love, or you in your feelings, and you know, you don't see it coming. Most people see it coming before you. Mostly, you see it come before you guys. So strap up. Stop having kids if you don't want to pay no child support, because odds are, if you have one, and particularly if you're a certain ethnicity, odds are you're going to be on child support. All right. 80% single mother rate going on in the Martin Luther King Boulevard. It is what it is. You guys think marriages and relationships work in that community? It don't. Not only that, I told you today, if two people come from broken homes, most likely to divorce. If you're part of a broken home, do not select someone that is part of a broken home. You're leading yourself in divorce, period. Number one. Number two, if in fact you do want to pursue this and you go with somebody with a broken home, never marry them. They don't have anybody to model real relationships from. It's just not going to happen. It's just the reality of the situation. Play the game with good odds. Are you gamblers? You going to roll the dice or not? You try it. You do whatever you want. All right. Sono Jono, the only thing I'm slam dunking is this stack. I got money. I'm going to play it on the way out. And the pimped out platypus said, the sad thing is that dude is the vintage pitcher in the vintage picture probably stormed Fortress Europe in D-Day in World War II, and now look at him. He's a broken man. The courts will break you, man. The courts will break you. I'm going to tell you, it's one of the most difficult things that you will go through, especially if you don't understand what you're going to go through, and you're not doing your own research, and you just go hire people and you expect them to help you. Guys, this is how it works. Lawyers don't help you win cases. Okay, they are part of what they call the Bar Association, in which the Bar Association supports these cases being fought all the time. They want these cases to be fought because this is how they get paid. So your lawyer is going to show up on your behalf to make sure that the legal process works the way you go, but they're not going to go in there to help you get off child support and help you get custody. They're not going to do that. You got to do that on your own. Okay, so don't put the onus on them to necessarily do that. Some will, most won't. I'm going to tell you, I don't care who it is. Our guy, Jonathan C. Noble, will do it. Go see him if you have a case out in, where is he at, Michigan? Where's Jonathan C. Noble? Pennsylvania. Go look up Jonathan C. Noble. He is on our side. They do have a woman in Las Vegas, Nevada, that is doing cases for men. But they also have a group in California called the Custody Queens, in which they help women in custody battles. Bro, the deck is stacked against you, bro. So be careful. All right, look. Let's see here. It's Dave, baby, says, just for the coach. Appreciate you, man. And Pimped Out Platypus, one more thing he was just mentioning here. This guy, I don't know what he did, but she don't give a damn. And when you go into court, this is what your ex gonna look like, bro. You see that I don't give a damn spirit on her face? She don't give a damn. All right, she don't care that you on your knees. You were on your knees to get to this position, and now you on your knees in the family court. Charles D. Curry, your mind as well. You might as well been at a concert in Houston and walked straight to the portal of where the devil stay. He says, yep, you're going to be in the realm, in that realm, being stepdad and trampled on too soon. Yeah, you guys will choose to do that. Guys, I got to get out of here, man. Appreciate y'all for being here for this quick one. It was an hour, but I got to be out of the door, man. Thank you for being here. We'll play I Got Money. This might be your best game right here. We'll play him on the way out. Thanks for the support. Hit the like button on the way out.
Here comes the bankroll. It's coming, goddamn. Here comes.
This is what make it all happen right there.
That's what make it happen.
This is what make it happen.
If a man want to know how to meet a nice woman, how you meet her?
With this. First damn word come out your mouth, I got money.
But those not respectable women.
I don't want no respect. I want some ass. Damn the respect. I want you to break down like a 12-gauge double barrel shotgun and show me what you're working with.
But don't you want commitment?
What? To who?
You don't want to be committed.
I'm committed to getting her to that bedroom and giving her what she needs.
The following announcement has been paid for by the New World Order.